This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, April 23rd. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag Day of the Assembly. Dust Bowl Farm Worker Camp, now a park. DPR on track with strategic plan. And Georgia Congressman Scott is mourned. A California State Assembly this week unanimously adopted a resolution recognizing California Agriculture Day, with lawmakers from both parties praising the industry's economic and cultural importance and flagging ongoing challenges. Ag Chair Esmeralda Soria, author of H.R. 99, said the annual observance highlights the role of farmers, ranchers, and farm workers in fueling our economy and putting food on tables across the globe. Lawmakers pointed to innovation and sustainability efforts in water conservation and farm-to-school drives while emphasizing the need for continued state investment. Soria said programs supporting food production, methane reduction, and agriculture waste management are some of the most valuable investments we can make. Several legislators with farming backgrounds spoke in support of Assembly Member Heather Hadwick of Altruist, calling agriculture a cornerstone of our culture, economy, and way of life. Assemblymember James Gallagher of Yuba County, a fellow Republican, warned rising costs and low commodity prices putting farms at risk. Marking Earth Day, Governor Gavin Newsom and first partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom Tuesday unveiled plans to create three new state parks, including one preserving a historic Dust Bowl area farm worker camp near Bakersfield. The proposal centers on the Sunset Migratory Labor Camp, one of the first federally built sites for families who fled the Dust Bowl during the Great Depression. The camp, listed on state and national historic registers, is among the last remaining sites with original 1930s era structures and inspired the Grapes of Wrath. State officials say the roughly 2-acre site would become California's first state park focused specifically on migrant farm worker camps, offering public access and educational programming on Depression-era labor conditions. The effort is part of a broader expansion of the state park system aimed at improving access in underserved Central Valley communities. The Department of Pesticide Regulation says it is making steady progress on its 2024 to 2028 strategic plan, with 98% of objectives either complete or on schedule through early 2026. In its formal progress update, DPR highlighted advancements in sustainable pest management, enforcement oversight, and data transparency, along with continued efforts to modernize internal systems. Director Karen Morrison said the update reflects, quote, the dedication, expertise, and commitment across our team to advancing DPR's mission. The agency pointed to several key initiatives, including expanded community air and water monitoring, stronger coordination with county agricultural commissioners, and new tools to improve compliance tracking. DPR reported conducting hundreds of inspections in 2025 while increasing outreach and training on pesticide safety. DPR is also leaning heavily on digital upgrades. The rollout of its CalPest electronic registration system and new public dashboards aim to streamline pesticide reviews and improve access to data. The update underscores expanded multilingual outreach and new platforms like Spray Days, California, to notify communities about pesticide applications. DPR said it will continue refining the plan as implementation moves forward, with a focus on safer pest management tools, stronger enforcement, and improved transparency. Representative David Scott of Georgia, a staunch advocate of nutrition assistance programs and the USDA 1890 National Scholars Program, died Tuesday. He was 80. Scott was the first black lawmaker and first Georgian to chair the House Ag Committee. The farm bill the House is set to vote on as early as next week includes a provision renaming the 1890 National Scholarships Program after Scott. The 1890 institutions are the 19 historically black land-grant universities. A flood of ag policy proposals is hitting Capitol Hill as lawmakers prepare to take the first crack at writing a USDA budget bill. There's a push on everything from adding hot food to SNAP to barring duties on phosphate imports as House members get ready to vote on a farm bill as soon as next week. A USDA spending measure set for markup by the House Appropriations Ag Subcommittee starting this morning. Missouri bound. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she'll be in the Show Me State tomorrow to announce tweaks to USDA's Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. The changes are aimed at helping specialty crop growers tap emergency relief when needed. If you're a blueberry grower, you don't have the same paperwork that, you know, a corn or wheat farmer does, she said. They don't fit into the box of applying for these programs. And about the farm bill, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania told AgriPulse yesterday he anticipates the Rules Committee will consider the farm bill Monday with a floor vote coming before lawmakers leave Washington on Thursday. The Rules Committee did not immediately respond to AgriPulse's request to confirm the Monday meeting. Eight former EPA officials are urging the agency to ban paraquat due to the herbicide risk of accidental exposure and its connection to Parkinson's disease, which it calls a growing concern. A substantial body of scientific research, including studies supported by the National Institutes of Health, has found that exposure to paraquat is associated with a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease, the official said in a statement released by the Environmental Working Group. Syngenta, a major manufacturer of paraquat, said earlier this year it was ceasing production and recently said it was canceling its registration of the paraquat herbicide Gramoxone SL3.0 in California. Paraquat is still registered for use in the U.S. despite being unauthorized for use in 70 countries. The ex-EPA employees are former senior officials in EPA's Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, which is responsible for federal pesticide regulation, as well as senior scientists who worked on chemical issues in EPA's Office of Water and the Office of Research and Development, according to the statement. Here's today's final word. It's a quality of life that you love, even when you're feeding cows in a snowstorm, working 18-hour days when it's harvest, or moving irrigation. That's the word of Assemblymember Heather Hadwick, honoring California Ag Day. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, April 23rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Nally.